Well, good morning, fellas. It's good to be with you. I really appreciate that you guys gather every Tuesday and start this time with the Lord God Almighty. I want you to know over in Holland area, I do the same thing with about 30 guys. We've been doing it for a little over 30 years. We've been coming together every Tuesday morning. We pray from 6 to 6:45 before we head to our work for the day. And I just appreciate knowing that there are communities of believers around the world, and in this case, just miles apart, who are spending their Tuesday mornings with the Father and worshiping Him and coming to spend time talking about Him, and that's what I'm going to do today. Those brothers are praying right now in Holland. They're about to wrap up, 6:45. And so as we spend our time together, I know we've been prayed for today because I told them I was here. I know they prayed for our time, and I'm praying the Lord uses the words I'm going to share this morning. I'm just going to push you deeper. I'm going to challenge you to go deeper in the Lord. The thing that I have felt in my speaking, and you may remember the last time I was here, I just said I'm trying to say the name of Christ clearly and point you directly to Him because I want you to get really solid in why you believe what you believe. The world is crumbling more and more, and it's going to take steady men who trust in the Lord God Almighty and put their faith in Him. That's what's going to hold people together, families together, and your life together, is when your foundation is based on Jesus. And today I'm going to show you how Jesus was doing that. I'm going to teach you a couple of things that He taught His disciples. So He had finished His earthly time of fighting against Satan. As you remember, just before Jesus began His earthly ministry at about the age of 30, He had gone into the wilderness and Satan had tempted Him during 40 days of not eating. Jesus is fasting and the enemy is after Him. Jesus overcomes the enemy, and that's when He began His earthly ministry. And we call what I'm going to share with you this morning the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is on the side of the mountain. People are being healed, and Jesus looks at His disciples and says, "Come over here with me." So it's kind of like the Tuesday morning group. "Come over here with me," Jesus would say. "I want to teach you something." And so Jesus took His 12 disciples, and I want you to think forward a little bit here. Jesus was looking at His disciples, and you have to understand, He could look at them and go, "Well, that one right there, somewhere in the next few years, he's going to be crucified for my name's sake, just like I'm going to be crucified." And He looked at the next one and thought, "You are going to be beat to death for your faith." And He looked over here at Peter and thought to Himself, "He's going to deny me three times." And then He looked at Judas and probably has some thoughts there too. And as Jesus looked at His disciples on this particular day, I think He was thinking, "What do I need to say to them to get them ready for the time when I'm not here?" And I'm going to get to the place where Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer. For about maybe a year and a couple of months now, my Tuesday morning group that I meet with, we will finish our time together by saying the Lord's Prayer together, which is how I'm going to close my time with you this morning. We'll say the Lord's Prayer together. And the more I've been saying that with our group, the more I've been praying that, the more I realize how submissive that prayer is, what it calls us to. You can't pray that prayer with a cocky and an arrogant attitude. You can't pray that prayer selfishly. When you pray the Lord's Prayer, it's a humbling prayer. And Jesus taught His disciples to pray it. And today I'm going to pull two things out of that prayer that I want to talk to you about. But before I do that, I want to just tell you what Jesus said before He told His disciples, "Here is how you need to pray." And right before He said that, He gave a couple of instructions about what prayer is not. And the first thing He said to His disciples is, prayer is not public performance. He said to them, "Don't be like the hypocrites, who they love to pray standing up in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men." I'm reading from Matthew chapter 6. Prayer is not me getting up here and praying and you guys saying to each other, "Man, he's really good prayer." That's not what prayer is. I remember when I moved to Holland and came here for the first time a little over 35 years ago. Ron Scott's back there. He remembers some of those days. And the very first week I was here in this area, There was a service at the stadium in Highland, Michigan, where Hope College plays football. We all gathered there, and the pastor, the lead pastor, had said to me, "I want you to pray on Sunday morning at that service." And I was brand new here. I didn't even know what the service was, but I was like, okay. And during the course of that week, some of my fellow pastors would come and knock on my door and go, "Whoa, you got the big prayer on Sunday." And I was like, "What are y'all talking about?" They're like, "Well, this is a big prayer. I mean, lots of people are going to, oh, you better be good." And I started feeling like intimidated, like going, "Well, I thought I knew how to pray, but now I got to figure out how to." It was public, see? And all of a sudden it was like, "Well, how good are you? Are you a 10? Are you a 2? How good are you at praying?" And Jesus said, "That's not what it's about." Some of you guys in this room right now, if I called on you to come up here and pray, you would say, "Oh, I can't." And I say to you, "Yeah, you can. You can pray. You can talk to your Father in heaven. You wouldn't be coming up here. I'm not going to do it. Don't freak out. But you're not. I wouldn't call you up here to go, let's see how good you are. That's not what. If I ask you to pray, I'm just asking you to talk to the Father on our behalf. Like at the end today, when you sit around your table, maybe one of the brothers picks on you, would you close our time in prayer? What an honor that you get to represent those brothers and talk to the Father in heaven. It's not about public performance. It's about you just praying and talking to the Father. And secondly, Jesus said, it's not about just stringing words together. In fact, his statement here is, don't be like the pagans who just babble. You know, the best way I can describe it is to take an old Michael Jackson song. Mama say, mama, mama, kusa. Mama say, mama, mama, kusa. That's not what prayer is. Prayer is not just babbling. Prayer is talking to the Father. And so Jesus was saying to his disciples, I'm about to teach you something here now. I'm going to start you with our Father who art in heaven. Y'all all know the prayer. Jesus is about to say that, but he's letting them know. Guys, this is a serious thing. And I want you to take prayer serious. And he dives into the prayer, and you know the first part of it. He talks about our Father who is in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Worship him, Almighty God, over all things. You're in control. That's what Jesus was saying in that prayer. And then he said two things that I'm going to challenge you with this morning, and we'll have some time here at the table for you to talk these things through, and maybe you'll share something or an area here you're struggling, because part of what he said in the prayer was, give us today our daily bread. I want to talk about that. Jesus knew we would be really good at trying to live way too far out in the future. Men in this room, some of you spend most of your time thinking about something way out there, and Jesus says, whoa, back way up. Ask God the Father for strength for this day. This Tuesday. Y'all need his strength to get to sundown. We need to rely on him for this day. And Jesus knew we're going to struggle with that because we love to live forward. Well, you know what I got to do next week? You know what I got to do next month? Well, my planner's full through next year. Good. You're not in next year. You're in today. And we get way too far ahead of ourselves. I had someone come to me this week. And some of you can relate to what I'm about to say. They are dealing with something that is really tiring emotionally, mentally. It's straining their life. Somebody in here last night probably didn't sleep well over some issue you might even be facing today, or it's just there. And I want to just say something to you. I said to this person, this was just 2 days ago, I looked them right in the face and I said, yep. If you sit here and think about that for the next year, yep, that's really draining. But I looked right at him and I said, can you do it today? Can you, with the Lord's help, can you get through that today? And they went, oh yeah. And I said, well, then live today. There's no promise of tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. Isn't that a scripture verse? And so today I challenge you to look at your life as men and go, what am I dealing with? I know a couple of you in this room who deal with some things that are really, really challenging. I know it. I know your life enough to know that. And what I also know is Jesus said, God will give you the strength to handle today. And we can do today. And I challenge you to do today. Trust him with it. Later at your table, share something that you go, pray for me, that the Lord will sustain me in this today. There's a place I go and speak where I'll be there a couple times a year. The people there are the poorest people, like financially poorest people I ever speak to on this earth. They literally, many of them literally have nothing. Nothing. The clothes on their back. And they come to this place where I have the privilege of speaking to them. And it's my favorite place to speak in all the world. Don't be offended, but it's my favorite place to speak in all the world because they are so hungry for Jesus. They're so willing to listen. When we go there, when I go there and speak, I will usually stand in the very back of the crowd during the worship time. Because the back, like in the back, normally people who really love praise and worship sit right here. And the people who are a little less into the raising their hands and stuff sit more toward the back. At this place, the people in the back are just singing their hearts out. In fact, I'll stand by them sometimes and go, you really sing loud. Why is that? Ah, Jesus is all I have and I want to sing and worship him. And I'll be like, that's so good. And I want to tell you something I've learned by hanging out with them. When all you have, just hear this out. When all you have is Jesus, you realize how sustaining he is. Amen. And there are many of us in this room, I'm going to push you a little bit here. There are many of us in this room, very comfortable lives. Very easy lives. Never have to think about food. You even sometimes arrive at places and they've got ham with a bone in it, with eggs. And these people where I go, literally some of them come and they have not had food that day. And they are so hungry for Jesus because they realize without him they will not make it through that day. And I push you guys today to go, what if all I had was nothing but Jesus? Would it be enough? And I want you to say, yes, it will be. And if that comes to me someday, Lord, I will be sustained by your mighty power. Give us this day our daily bread. And then the second thing I want to talk about is the fact that Jesus looked at his disciples and said, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We say sins, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Why is it so hard for us to forgive? And Jesus knew we'd struggle with this. If you read the passage, if you read the Lord's Prayer, then right after it, he's got two more verses about forgiveness. So he thought to himself, they're going to get hung up on that forgive thing. So I better give them some additional footage. And he said, because if you forgive, then the Heavenly Father will forgive you your sins. But if you don't forgive, he won't forgive you your sins. Wow, that's a pretty big statement. So everybody listening goes, I better learn to forgive. But this area of our life, we like to hold the keys to this area. Like, Lord, I'll give you my finances. Lord, I'll give you this. I'll give you my family. But forgiveness, I'm going to hang on to that key. Because I don't know if you know, Lord, what that person did to me. I don't think you understand how much that hurt me, so I'm going to, using my car key, I'm going to control if I open that door. I'm going to control, I've even got a panic button if I need it on here. We like control of the area of forgiveness, and Jesus says, give that to me. Give that to my Father, and he earned the right to say that because he took all of ours. And he forgave all of us. And he said, if I'm going to do that for you, then you need to forgive those who've sinned against you as well. Now, let me say a couple things about forgiveness. Number one, I, in my time of living, have discovered for me, forgiveness is not an event, it's a process. Like there's some of you sitting here today going, I want to forgive. I had a gentleman come up to me about a month ago after I finished preaching, met me right down there. I went down to talk to him. He said, can I talk to you? I said, sure. I had not spoken about forgiveness. I was preaching about something else. And he said, can I talk to you about something? I said, yes. He said, I love church. I love worship. I love my Bible. I love growing. But I got one area I just can't break through. And I was like, what is it? He said, I got somebody I need to forgive and I can't forgive them. He said, I'm trying, but I just can't get through it. It's too hard. It's too deep. They hurt me so bad. And somebody in a group this size, there's somebody here feeling that. And it's probably not going to be this morning that I go, hey, forgiven, done. Maybe the Lord will wash it out of your life that simple. But for some of you, it's going to be a process. Me with my father, it was a process. It didn't happen overnight. There are some things that happen to me in life where every now and then I go, yep, I forgive that person. I'm letting that go. You know what I really toyed with a lot when I wrote this sermon and was putting it together? When we think of forgiveness, isn't it interesting how we always think about who we should forgive? We never do contemplate who's out there that might need to be trying to forgive me. Reverse that a little. Because it's possible in a group this size and as close as you live to Holland, somebody in here is going, I need to forgive you. You are my issue, Dan. You are my issue. And I don't want to be somebody's issue. I don't want to be the thing that hinders you from getting to the next level in your relationship with Christ. Because here's what I believe. Unforgiveness is like a ceiling. You get, I'm growing in the Lord, and you hit that ceiling. I don't want to be that for somebody. Lord, forgive me and anyone in here today I've offended. Please forgive me, because if you can break that off, you got new heights you can gain in the Lord. And that's what Jesus knew, looking at all the disciples. I don't want y'all to get stuck right here. You boys sitting around my circle, you're going to be offended by some people. Some of you, you're going to have potential enemies, and I'm asking you, forgive them. Because I need you to get to this level. I need you to raise that bar. And today, for some of you in the room, there's someone you need to break through that. And I'll make this statement about me personally. I have found that my ability to forgive, a lot of it has hinged and grown on me getting healthy in the Lord myself. Some of you, honestly, you need to forgive yourself for something. You can't forgive others because you're still holding your own self in bondage to your own failure somewhere in your own life. Jesus came to cover that. I'm looking at a bunch of broken people. And you're unbroken and you're healed when Jesus redeems you. You won't do that on your own. So you accepting his full forgiveness gets you to a place where you're like, I'm healthy enough now. I'm growing in the Lord and in my own faith. That's what this Tuesday morning's about, is you growing in your faith and getting deeper. And the healthier you get, the more you can offer full forgiveness to others. Because you're healthy. Jesus was healthy. He came down for a serious purpose, to honor the Father. He never got caught up in trying to make these people happy and those over there and the other. How many times during the course of your day are you trying to make this person happy? And you got to please one person, God the Father. That's your goal today, is to leave this place and please God the Father. And here's what I can tell you. If you please him, probably going to make most of these people around you happy, especially your family. So your focus is to please God the Father. And Jesus was saying to his disciples, I need you to do this because I have a purpose for you and I have a calling for you. And I want to give you permission to struggle through some of this. I'm giving you permission. Like you don't have it all figured out by tonight, but be willing to say, Lord, teach me to forgive as you forgave me. And today, show me how I could take a step in that direction. And struggle through that, listen, but don't get stuck. make sure you keep moving. Some of you are stuck with a person and you go, I really don't even like you talking about this topic, Dan, because it brings that person back to my mind. I'm trying to bring that person back to your mind because I want you to get a breakthrough in this area of unforgiveness, because if you do, probably going to get to another level. And no one else controls your forgiveness other than you and God the Father. Nobody else can tell you, you can't forgive that person. Yeah, I can. With the Father's help, I can. No one else controls that. And I want you to see your life as an opportunity to break through that. And then I want to tell you this. I know my time's done because I want to give you about 10 minutes to talk to each other. But let me just say this. You will know you are reaching the next level in the area of forgiveness. You ready? I put it down right here. Number one, if you can pray a blessing over that person. You will know you're at the next level when you see something and you go, well, Lord, I pray a blessing. Wow, that's the person I couldn't forgive, and I pray a blessing over them. I pray, God, you would use their life for your glory. I pray you'd help me to be an encouragement to them if I ever run into them. You know that you're getting to the next level. And I'm going to tell you, there's a freedom that comes with that, and Jesus knew that. And the world doesn't have to live by this standard. If you leave here today and go, well, they're not living by that. Right. Yeah, you're in here and, you know, sometimes when you hear the word reload, you might be going, yeah, that's what I want to do with them. No, reloading up on the Spirit of the Lord and taking that forgiveness out and giving it to the world because they don't understand it. They don't get it. They don't get Jesus because they can't figure that out. Why would somebody come and forgive me of my sins? Exactly. Exactly. Why would you, I have offended you and you forgive me? What is that? Jesus. So today, as men, I challenge you to go and to understand that the Lord calls you to be men of forgiveness. And I'm going to close our time. Pastor Tim's going to come back up, give some direction, but we're going to close our time together saying the Lord's Prayer. So when we get to that place, let's just say, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who... Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to share. Bless you.